It's a pleasant Tuesday afternoon across most of the region. The exception is across the North Country, where it is on the cloudier side, and there have been some snow showers at times through the day. With that, temperatures across the north are running on the cooler side, but for the rest of the region, temperatures have moved up to around or even a bit above normal levels for this time of year under a mix of clouds and sunshine. Well, that's all about to change quite significantly as an Arctic cold front is set to come through the area tonight. Along that front, there is potential for some rain and snow showers and potentially some heavier snow squalls as well, especially across the higher terrain. So in some areas, there may be a quick accumulation of snow tonight. For all areas, though, the cold and wind will work into the region. So we'll see temperatures drop off very quickly as that front passes by overnight. Temperatures fall into the single digits and teens across the North Country. In and around the capital region, temperatures will drop to near 20 degrees, and south of Albany, temperatures will be in the 20s to around 30, and the winds will turn quite gusty, especially through the second half of the night, so that'll make it feel much, much colder. So it's bundle-up kind of weather for the day tomorrow, very cold tomorrow morning, and we're keeping it on the cold side through the day. Temperatures will only move up into the 20s across much of the region, and with that wind, it will feel much, much colder. It looks to be mainly dry tomorrow, though there may be a few snow showers in areas north and west of the capital region. High pressure will continue to nudge in from the west, so it'll be cold and dry tomorrow night, and then bright, but still chilly on Thursday, though not quite as cool as tomorrow. Temperatures will reach up into the 20s and 30s. There will be somewhat of a breeze on Thursday, though it will not be as gusty as it will be tomorrow. And then on Friday, temperatures will begin to warm up as a warm front moves closer. Now, as that front approaches, we will see clouds and the potential for a wintry mix across the region on Friday. So the trade-off on Friday is as temperatures warm up, there is the chance for some unsettled weather. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, turning windy and sharply colder, lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of snow showers, windy and very cold, high 18 to 26. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, turning windy and sharply colder, with lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of snow showers, windy and very cold, high 18 to 26. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, turning windy and colder, lows in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, and very cold, high 26 to 34. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered rain or snow showers, and possibly a snow squall, turning windy and sharply colder, with lows in the upper teens to lower 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, and very cold, with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly sunny and chilly, with highs in the 20s and 30s, and on Friday, cloudy with a chance of a wintry mix and highs in the 30s to lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.